Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a, what's triller than this song? Trillville Thursday. Noon hour. Thanks for being with us. A lot of football over the next 45 minutes, probably the entire hour, because we got Brian Gebhardt coming up at 12:40 as well, and we'll probably talk some football in that segment also. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Jacob Hester going to join us from the LSU perspective to talk about the championship game. Now, obviously, Bo Johnson is a diehard LSU Tiger
fan. How could you tell? Because every day this week he's worn LSU?
It's hard to know whether it's the headband or the shirt or the jacket or the shoes.
And he got tickets too?
Yeah.
So he's all in.
I just will, because, like, you know, we call the guests before we get them on.
Right.
Right? So they'll call Hester. Now, Brian normally does it. I would imagine Bo has asked to do this. I would like to just listen to the two of them. Because, you know, when you talk to somebody who's from where you're from, you talk like you're where you're from.
Right.
Do you think you could understand everything that they were saying if Bo and Hester
I
just
could,
got
because
into
the thing about him is, one thing I know about my main man, Jake. Jake's been, you know, Jake has lived in California for a while and everything. Like, it's still in him, don't get me wrong. But, like, Jake is like how Bo eats possum and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Jake probably won't eat that.
Not anymore or ever?
Probably not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But maybe sometimes just for.
Well, I haven't eaten possum and, you know, I've never eaten possum, but squirrels, I haven't eaten squirrel in
a while. Like, Jake might not eat squirrels anymore.
I would if it was available, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bo still eats squirrel. Yeah, so I mean, we can ask.
So that's the difference.
Yeah,
like Bo still would, Jacob wouldn't.
Yeah.
It comes out more when you get around family, as far as accents.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Jake's more cityfied, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or we're both from North Louisiana, also, which gives you more of an East Texas accent. He's from Shreveport, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know,
because my
our
wife,
high schools used to play or still play each other.
My wife, being where she's from, you know, like she's not lived in the hills of North Carolina for a long time. But when we go back for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, it's like, I don't know where we get, but we get into a certain county and then it clicks. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, who are you? Who are you sitting over there that talks like that? Now, oh, yeah, especially you get a couple drinks in her. Yeah. You get some more country
That my high school coach, he was my head coach. Coach Rodney Walker was my head coach. But Coach Campbell, who was on the staff, you know, coaching down there for 30 years, decided to retire, man. I was like, well, good for Coach, man. Go on out and ride in the sunset. Go down there and do your thing, man. But happy for my main man.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Coach.
Congratulations,
30
Coach.
Years a long 30 time.
30 years a long damn time.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Let's start here with a little Falcons audio. Now, we got this announcement yesterday. We read it to you. We didn't actually hear it. But here's Arthur Smith talking about why now to announce the Kyle Pitts injury for the rest of the year.
Well, you know that it's going to be close, and you just needed to let the experts and, you know, you get the best in the world to do, get their advice and their opinion. And that was what you're waiting for until you examine it, and if you're going to have any kind of operation done, you don't know until they get in there. So that's why.
Yeah, well, he didn't want to tell nobody.
Didn't have anything to do with Kyle Pitts.
Do with Kyle Pitts tweeting out.
Tweeting out the picture and saying day one. Day one of what? Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I said, yeah, right.
Yeah, they probably would have sat on that one a little bit longer. Again, I don't know why it really makes a difference if he's not going to play, whether you tell people when you tell them. They knew he wasn't going to play this weekend because he's on the IR.
Right.
And he's out for the rest of the season, which, you know, we were talking about this in the first segment or in the What's Trending. It's frustrating to say about a player that good that it's probably not going to affect the offense that much because of how they use him.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah, it does, man. It does.
It sucks that he's out, but it also sucks that that's the take.
Yeah, but it sucks more that he's out than the take because, I mean, like I said, I watch the game on TV. Now, if I dive into it and watch the film and break it down, you could probably would be able to see, well, damn, if Kyle was there, that probably would have happened. But I don't do that, and so I'll just speak for what I watch on the TV with a bush. I didn't see the offense look any differently, you know, with him or without him. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate because I want to see Kyle do well. I'm a big fan of his, and he's a great young man, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game, and the way he got hit should be taken out of the game because you want to take all the other stuff out of the game. You got to take that crap out because I've been hit like that, and I know what he's feeling like that. And coming off that field, luckily for me, I didn't have to have surgery. But I know how that feels to get hit like that, and it's just unfortunate that you got to do that instead of going up high.
Yeah, it does. That hit, it sucks. It sucks that's the way he went out. Maybe they'll look at it. They probably won't.
No, they won't.
Because it's not a quarterback-related penalty or hit, so they probably won't. The other thing about hits from a bigger picture perspective and this injury and him being out for the rest of the season is, I mean, you know that certain guys' success is going to be how this regime is judged.
Right.
Like, that's the first draft pick that these guys made.
Sure is.
Like, first round draft picks, fair or unfair, are a bigger litmus test or a bigger grade on your report card than what you do in the fourth round, fifth round, whatever. Like, Kyle Pitts being good in Atlanta is going to go a long way to decide whether or not Arthur Smith is in Atlanta long term.
No doubt about it. And there's nothing about Kyle that tells me he's not going to be good. This offense, the way it's run, the quarterback that plays in it is really diminishing what Kyle Pitts can be in this game. That's my opinion.
You're right.
That's my opinion.
I think that's the right way to say it.
Right.
I think other people kind of dance around it and will say it differently. Well, the offense is limited because that guy.
Yeah,
and because the offensive line.
Yeah.
And the offensive line, too.
Right.
Because of that guy.
Yeah.
Not because of Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
Now, Kyle Pitts is limited because he's reliant on the offensive line blocking for the quarterback and the quarterback throwing him the football.
Right.
But he's not going to be in there for the rest of the season. So what – the other thing about it is when – like you were talking about diving into things and looking at them more closely. When you dive in and look more closely at Kyle Pitts – when, you know, whatever, 2, 3, 4, 5 years into this thing, you're going to look at this year and say, okay, yeah, it was Mariota. It was the offensive line.
Right.
He did miss the final. But you're also, a lot of people aren't going to do that.
No.
You're just going to look at his second season and say, well, that was disappointing.
Of course they are.
Wow, look at that.
Of course.
He didn't do anything.
But
that's
a
first-round draft pick. That's disappointing.
But see, that's what I'm saying. I can't get mad at those people because that's what they do.
No,
that's all they
those
look
people
at.
Are not
because
wrong.
That's exactly. I'm not going to call them wrong, but because they don't see the ins and outs and all those things. All they see, first-round pick, tight end. And then people that were not drafted in the fourth pick are playing well and all those different things. So, I mean, it's always one of those things where one of those things where it's not meant to go back and forth for. And I'll just speak for myself. I ain't going to go back and forth. Nobody about why the Falcons drafted Kyle Pitts. And because Micah Parsons is balling and Pete Sewell or whatever, he's balling. I'm like, whatever. They picked him. And he's a great damn player. He's just not being utilized right.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And now he's not going to be on the field for the rest of the season. So all bad pretty much. The Falcons got the Steelers on Sunday at home, 1:00 kickoff. We got all your live and local coverage all day long here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brian Baldinger, our Odyssey NFL insider, joins us on Wednesdays. He was on with us yesterday, had this to say about the Steelers' defense.
Yeah, honestly, Randy, now that T.J. Watt is back, I think they have the best starting defensive line in football. Like if you look at T.J. Watt, Larry Ogunjobi, Cam Hayward, and Highsmith, like those four guys are as good as anybody. I'm not saying they're the best, but nobody's better than those front four. And they all play a lot of snaps. So, to me, that's where it starts with Pittsburgh. I think their corners are suspect, and I think their linebackers are average. But their front, if you get into a passing game with them, like they can wreck you. And so, I think that's – if I was a Steeler fan, if I was watching that team, that's what I'd be watching.
So, the Falcons should try to not do that then? Is that what you're saying? Try to avoid that situation? No.
I'd try to run Mariota and Cordero and Huntley and Algier as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, which is the game plan anyway, every week.
Yeah.
The Falcons try to run the football as much as possible. But you get into those situations maybe where you're trailing or there are, you know,
third and long situations, whatever we have to throw it. T.J. Watt being back. Alex Highsmith has 10 sacks already this season. Doesn't get talked about at all.
Though he's a damn good player.
Cameron Hayward, super good in the middle of that defensive line.
Highsmith, I'm trying to find out what was T.J. done since he's been back. Because I know he made a ridiculous interception his first game back, coming back off of that pick
injury.
He's
got a sack and a half on the year, but obviously missed all that time.
Right.
And is, you know, just going to play better. And the Falcons are dealing with injuries on their offensive line. Arthur Smith's taking questions earlier this week about Jalen Mayfield. Like,
why the hell are you taking questions about that guy?
Well, because they might have to play him.
Why? Who hurt?
Because everybody's hurt on the offensive line.
I thought Elijah was coming back.
He might be coming back. Okay. They've been playing the other guy at left tackle. And then, what, they had the center slide over for a game, and he played left tackle. Oh. Or, sorry, left guard.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, the fact that Jalen Mayfield is even a part of the conversation.
Well, is that one of those things where, because that's what people, what young players, we got to see what we have in him. Last year wasn't enough.
I saw.
Yeah.
I saw.
Last year wasn't enough.
And then you saw in training camp, he lost his job day one.
The first damn day.
In training camp. Wilkinson.
The first day.
I mean, they're just stretching practically. He doesn't even stretch athletic. They had to put Wilkinson in there to take his job.
The first damn day.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's going to be a tough one, man. The Steelers are playing better. Not like they're any great team, and we've said.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just a number of games the past month or so. I mean, if you truly are in the mix, you got to be able to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. If you truly are in the mix. I understand they're an AFC team and all that kind of stuff.
But I'm just telling you, I mean, they're going to be in there. Them towels going to be in there.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of black and yellow
towels,
in the building.
Them towels going to be there. Now, that don't mean nothing as long as you shut them up. You know, and you shut them up by hitting them in their face. Mm-hmm. So, and I anticipate the Falcons. I think the Falcons should win this football game. They should.
Here's Charlie Weiss, who every once in a while just kind of resurfaces. He's kind of like does a podcast or something and says something
dumb
or headline-ish. Here he is talking about Belichick.
He would fire his sons. He would. He would fire them too. If he felt that somebody wasn't, you know, doing what was best for the team, it wouldn't make a difference who it was. Would he hold the coaches accountable? You betcha. But those guys named Belichick, they're in that accountability group too, just so you know.
I believe that.
I believe Bill Belichick would fire his son.
Oh, yeah, he would.
He wasn't doing a good
job.
His
son looks so weird too, man. With that mullet.
It's not a good look.
It's not just a good look,
I think,
man.
Sometimes people get mullets almost to, like, distract.
From their face?
Yeah. Paul's really? I'm doing this to take away, like, so you're looking at that instead of this part.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, he's kind of a goofy mullet guy, but as opposed to just being ugly with a regular haircut.
I was about to say, well, because
it's my mullet take.
I'm sure, like, the mullet people, they get ladies.
Some of them.
So it's like, do the ladies like it?
I think the ladies, I mean, I don't think the mullet is the deal sealer.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
But why do you have the deal awayer?
I would think that it would be a deal breaker for some. But, you know, you got enough swag.
Yeah.
You can walk around with a mullet.
If you swag it, you can walk around with a mullet and all, you know, high right, left, all that good stuff. But
all of it.
But he's right. And I honestly, I like Charlie when you get to talk to Charlie Weiss, the man. Good dude. Charlie Weiss, the coach, good guy. Charlie Weiss, the analyst guy, he be saying some bull.
Mm-hmm.
He be saying some bull.
So Odell Beckham Jr.'s free agency tour begins today. Narrowed down to three teams.
All right.
Which, I mean, I guess there's some other teams that I think he should be interested in as well. Maybe they're not interested in him. I don't know. But the Giants, the Bills, and the Cowboys. Those are the teams that he's visiting. This is the Odell Beckham Get My Ass Kissed tour. Who doesn't like getting their ass kissed, though? You know
but
what
this
I mean?
This is what this is, though.
But if you can schedule a personal ass-kissing tour,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, but this is the thing about it. Why would he go to the Giants?
Get his ass kissed?
Okay. But no, but seriously, outside of that part about it.
I don't think he would.
There's no reason. Odell, if he's going to sign for the rest of the season, it needs to be with Dallas or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the Giants? If you go to the Giants, that means you're getting a long-term contract.
Yeah, I mean.
You're going to the damn Giants. But
unfinished business? I don't know.
I guess.
Yeah, no, that would be a mistake.
Yeah.
For a number of different reasons. If you're Odell Beckham Jr. and those are your three options, you go to Dallas.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I still think, I mean, Kansas City, I still think Minnesota would make some sense.
I don't think Odell puts Dallas over the top. Like a lot of people are trying to throw, like, no, he does not. They can't stop the damn run. You know, I mean, and you don't know what Odell you're going to get. I mean, there's so many different, like, variables to it. Is he a Dallas Cowboy type persona?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely is.
Hell yeah. He'll fit in well there.
Aaron Donald's going to miss his first start due to injury in his entire career. Missed one because he was holding out back in 17. Missed one because they had already clinched the number one seed, whatever, so they held out their stars. First time Aaron Donald's ever going to miss a game due to injury.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
For the way he plays, the position that he plays, and this kind of undersized dude, all that kind of stuff, that's nuts. What a stud he's been in the NFL. He won't play this weekend, and who knows? Bad as they are, much money as he's got coming his way, who knows if he plays much for the remainder of the season. All right, we'll come back. Jacob Hester is going to join us. We'll talk some SEC championship game with him. Obviously, he's got the LSU perspective on what their season has been. Get what he thinks that game's going to look like on Saturday afternoon. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I mean, that's the only time they're going to hear this damn song. And this is when they come out of tunnel.
Wow. Okay. That was a measured reaction.
Maybe for a field goal, too.
It was the Oregon fight song, man.
Yeah.
When Washington was playing Oregon.
No, that didn't trigger me.
Okay.
Because I knew Bo was going to do it.
Okay. Yeah, you were anticipating.
I already knew Bo was going to do that.
Yeah, that's good. That's smart.
Yeah, I already knew that.
You do a really good job of mentally preparing for things like that.
Yes.
Like, you knew it was going to happen, so it happened, and so you're okay.
Yeah, I already knew Bo was going to do that.
Whew. Good. I was worried that glass was going to break.
Yeah.
going to happen in here. Anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm glad. I was like, uh-oh, we're about to be hands in the studio. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Jacob Hester joining the show right now. Always love talking to Jacob. Hadn't had a chance to talk to him since SEC Media Days. Jacob, how are you?
What up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on? Good to talk to you. I appreciate the fight song there, Randolph, because
first of all, don't let's get it twisted, all right? You're the only person on this planet that can call me that, all right? And you know we have that kind of relationship, all right? I didn't do that. Our producer, Bo, who is from New Orleans, who is the biggest LSU, he has LSU stuff on right now, played that. And I knew he was going to do that because you were coming on. Now, I need to know something because we're trying to get this because you're from the same area that he's from, all right? Do you still eat squirrel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, never mind. That debunked my whole thing that you got citified. So, okay. All right, well.
Hey, listen, about the fight song, your listeners probably know this. You made me sing the Georgia fight song in front of the entire San Diego Chargers special teams unit there because y'all beat us. I forget which year that was.
I think
it was the year that it was No-Shawn and them going up and down the field. So I know the Georgia fight song
yes, you
too
do.
Well,
yes.
actually.
Yeah. When's the last time you ate a squirrel? I can't let that go without a follow up.
It's been a minute. I will say that. Okay. It's been over a decade, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, it does. It does.
But I don't care one way or the other. I would try a squirrel if it was prepared for me. I just have never had the opportunity. Maybe Bo will let us have that at some point. So the last time we chatted was at SEC Media Day. Obviously, everything's new. Brian Kelly, expectation. We talked about all that. Where does what has actually happened this season compare with what you really reasonably expected?
Well, I think they're way ahead of schedule. I mean, we were at SEC Media Day, like you mentioned, and they were picked anywhere from 5, 6, or 7 in the West. I mean, so no one had them in Atlanta, certainly. And even if you had your purple and gold glasses on, you're probably thinking 8-4. Now, if you could get to 9-3, that would be probably what your ceiling was going to be. But, like, even the most optimistic fan had this team, you know, 6-7 wins because you were starting over. Even though you were bringing in Brian Kelly, I mean, y'all saw the bowl game against Kansas State. There was 38 scholarship players there, mm-hmm. and you lost players through the portal, and then you're trying to play catch-up in a recruiting class. But they did a really nice job of identifying players in the transfer portal that had ties to the state of Louisiana, guys that had started games at Arkansas, guys that had started games and were all conference at Oklahoma State, and they kind of pieced this thing together. I don't want to say patchwork because I think it's been better than that, but that was the initial thought. Let's get some guys in here where we can compete. We can maybe upset a couple of teams. But it all kind of came together, I think, really quick and surprised a lot of people. And so this team, I think, you know, last week obviously was a very tough loss. If you win that game and then, like, you know, everything else is lanyap after that point because, you know, you've got 10 wins in the regular season. That's, you know, it's hard to do. And I know – that a lot of programs kind of expect that. I think LSU's done it maybe 10 or 11 times as far as regular season 10 wins. Ole Miss just got their first last year. So it's not something that's very easy to do. And LSU was a win away from doing that. So they're way ahead of schedule. But look, at the end of the day, it's also LSU. It's not Little Sisters of the Poor. Like, it's LSU. You have high expectations. This was going to be the one year that I think fans were going to allow for them to grow. And so now that they're ahead of schedule, people are like, okay, national championship next year because right, that's what kind right, of place right. LSU is, and it actually should be.
Hey, Jacob, as you know, I mean, whenever you're part of a coach getting fired, there's a lot of turnover and everything. What was the biggest thing that Brian Kelly did? Was it a hire? Well, I mean, obviously, we make fun of him at Professors, but what was it, the hire, getting a player there? What was it that helped this team kind of not fall off the rails like a lot of teams could when there's a new coach aboard?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, he made some really good hires. I love Matt House as a defensive coordinator. I'm not sure how long you're going to be able to keep him because I know he wants to be a head coach, and I think he might have an opportunity. If it's not this year, it's probably next year. But he's been fantastic. I mean, he has really come up with some game plans that have given LSU an opportunity in some of these games. Maybe they don't have the same type of Jimmys and Joes that those teams have, but they've come out on top because of the game planning. And so that's a big hire. Jaden Daniels comes, and he takes over the quarterback job. So that's a big move, obviously, coming over from Arizona State. But honestly, I think it's the traits. I think it's the structure. I think it's everything that Brian Kelly brought to this program, and a program that quickly after 2019 got out of sorts. It was kind of all over the place. It was on that bender for 2 years after 2019, and Brian Kelly really fixed it. I mean, he brought structure, stability, all those cliches, but they're true. They're factual. And so that helped. I mean, that certainly helped. He changed the culture from day one. I mean, they worked out a different way. They ate a different way. You know, academics was you know, laid out in a different way, everything from top to bottom. And so I think you expect that with Brian Kelly. That's why you pay him the salary that you do, and it's combined with the right moves. I mentioned the transfer portal guys. You know, them playing in the state of Louisiana, it meant something to them, and so they have a passion for the state. And so you got the best out of those guys, Greg Brooks, Joe Fouché, Bernard Converse. And so I think with a lot of buttons having to be pushed, he almost pushed every single button the right way.
Let's talk about what needs to take place on Saturday in order for LSU to potentially win the game. I think people know about Harold Perkins. I think the casual SEC fan knows about him as great of a year as he's had. Outside of him, if LSU is going to win, like if they're really going to compete and win this game on Saturday, who's got to be great?
Well, they've got to play free. That's the one thing, and certainly on offense. And so I could give you, like, individual names, but I think it's bigger than that. I think it's the entire offensive unit. you have to go out there and not be afraid to make a mistake. You have to go out there and know that you have a talented receiver room. And so play a little reckless. And I mean that as far as if it's one-on-one and normally you wouldn't throw it up, give your guy a chance, because that's when this LSU offense has been at its best. They've played free a couple of different halves, second half against Mississippi State, second half against Ole Miss, second half against Auburn. For the full game against Alabama, first, second, third, fourth, and overtime, they played free. And it was the best game plan. It was the best that they've looked, because Jaden Daniels trusted his offensive line. He trusted his receivers. He trusted the running backs. He trusted the tight end. And everybody else trusted Jaden Daniels. And that was a different unit that day, because they put together some really solid halves. Florida, second half, really solid. But Alabama, you hit every cylinder. It is you have the capability to do so. And when Jaden's got in trouble, it's been because he hasn't necessarily trusted maybe to make a throw in tight coverage. And you can't be too careful with the football against this Georgia team. So for me, if you want to be successful, know you have Kayshon Booty. Know you have Malik Nabers. Know you have Brian Thomas Jr., Mason Taylor at the tight end position. I know Georgia's got plenty of Jimmys and Joes, but you also have some of those. I mean, you have some highly recruited 4- or 5-star guys, guys that are Sunday players. And so if you have one-on-one matchup, I know Ringo's a stud, but hey, test them. See if they can cover your receivers. Because in my opinion, if LSU plays tight, it's going to be out of hand extremely fast in this game.
How was Jaden? Because I saw last week against, A&M. Thank you, Andy. That he got a little beat up. He got a little.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Knocked around a little bit. Is he going to be 100% for this game, Jake?
I don't know if he'll be 100%, but I know that he's definitely going to give everything he can. It's one of the situations, and you know this, Randy. I mean, SEC championship game, you're going to do some things that maybe you didn't think you could do. I think early in the week there was reports that he was in a walking boot, and it was a precaution to try to make sure he tried to heal whatever lower injury he did have there. He did get beat up a little bit at the end of that Texas A&M game, and that's something to watch. If he can't go as far as he's 100% as far as the full throttle speed and the obviously what he can do for you in the quarterback run game, then that's going to be a huge advantage for Georgia. So the health of him, that's something to definitely watch in warmups. You know, is he spatted up? What does that ankle look like? Is he limping? Is he running with a concrete foot? You know, all those things that we kind of look for and pregame warm-up, because you need the best version of Jaden Daniels in this contest against Georgia. I think that goes without saying.
How far are you willing to go in terms of, I don't know, hyperbole, but just in terms of praise and describing what's happening at Georgia right now?
Oh, I mean, and look, Randy knows this. I am a gigantic Kirby Smart fan. He was a coach of mine when I was at LSU. I was playing defense when I first got there. And I got a chance to see a young Kirby really thrive. I was like, man, this guy is going to be an absolute stud, and he is. And I respect him so much. Todd Monken, he was at LSU when I was there. I respect Coach Monken so much. And so I know how those guys work. I know what they do day in and day out. And so I respect the hell out of the Georgia football program. I truly do. It's a bunch of hardworking guys with a bunch of grit. And the best thing I can say about Georgia, they're the ultimate team. And I hope this doesn't sound like it's disrespectful, because I mean it as the biggest compliment that I can give you. But if you went around to the other 13 cities in the SEC and you said, roll off 10 Georgia players right now, just roll them off the tongue.
Yep.
I don't know that any casual fan could do so. And we're talking about the defending national champ, the number one team in the country. But because they play as such a team unit, they don't care who gets the credit. fans would struggle to do that because it's next man up. It's 3-4 running backs. It's 3 tight ends. It is, you know, guys on the defensive end. Edge rusher goes out for the year. That's fine. Guy steps up. That, to me, is the biggest quality that you can have about your team. And our 2007 team that won the national championship at LSU, we had a little bit of that as well. We didn't necessarily have the stars. We lost 4 first-round picks from the 06 team coming into the 07 team. And that's the way that we played. And this Georgia team plays like that on steroids. And so, man, it's from somebody that watches from afar, it's highly impressive what they've built there.
As always, great stuff.
Appreciate Thank it, brother. You.
Absolutely. Anytime. Randy, I wish I could say I'd see you at the game, but I already know you're going to be in Club McMichael watching it in the basement. So, unfortunately, I won't get a chance to see you, but it's always a pleasure catching up with you.
You know it, brother. You know it, my man.
Jacob Hester there. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at JacobHester18. Yeah,
he knows me well.
Oh, yeah, he knows. He knows. See you? No, you won't. Not unless you drive up 85 to Lilburn.
Yeah, but you know what? The greatest thing is that, you know, the as good as George has been these last few years, the texts and the calls have been lesser and lesser. Hey, bro, you coming?
Oh.
They've been getting lesser. Every year, they've got lesser and lesser. I only got one so far this year. About this weekend.
About this weekend?
Yeah.
Really?
But it's getting lesser and lesser.
Though. Who doesn't know yet?
I mean, yeah, you know.
See you Saturday?
Yeah, it's getting lesser and lesser, dog.
No. No, you will not. All right, we'll come back. Big deal, small deal, no deal coming up next with Brian. Thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. We'll be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trillville Thursday.
Happy Trillville Thursday. 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now.
Welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
It'll be a happy hour Friday tomorrow from 11 to 2. And we'll be live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. So come by and say hello. We haven't been
too for the show.
Been live in a while, have we? We're live in person. We're live every day.
Yeah, well, I was about to say.
You know what I mean? I think it was Twin Peaks and Kennesaw like a month ago or something.
I think
like
it was,
that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead tomorrow if you can come by and say hello. Also on Saturday, Brian Gebhardt, Bo Johnson, and Chris Thomas at the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel from noon to 4, getting you ready for the SEC championship game. 4 hours of pregame coverage leading into the SEC championship game.
Reverb.
With these two dudes right here and yeah, Chris man. Thomas, which is awesome.
Reverb. That's yeah. Okay, so Brian asked me about Reverb, and I was like, Reverb. I think it might have been a clothing line. I've heard of Reverb before this actually on the the hotel where they're going to be at, but I was like, I've heard of Reverb. I think it might have been a clothing line back in the day. Okay. You know, I was real fashionable back then. I had all the brands.
Oh, yeah. No, you were
only brand I never dialed in. Only thing I never wore was, what I never wore FUBU.
Hmm.
Never, okay. No, I'm sorry. Never wore Fat Farm.
Just
never got into
that
Fat Farm.
That was the one, they did all the, like, was it the Fat Albert cartoons?
Man, I could never get into that.
Very weird time in fashion.
Yeah.
Like, all the dudes in my high school had, like, big, it was like Hawaiian shirts, but it was with, like, Fat Albert.
Yeah, I couldn't get into that.
What's this
That was too bad. And then, it had to be a Georgia thing, because we didn't do, when I was living in Florida, like, all my boys would come down, and they'd be wearing Jabot jeans. Like, I never got into the Jabot jeans either, sure. And all that. Because I was like, I thought Jabot was old, but Cap was still rocking the Jabots with the 3XLT. And I was like, okay, I would never do
it. Well, because they say everything in fashion comes back around.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When are we getting back around to, like, the
velour suits.
The snap era. Yeah, velour suits.
Yes.
Triple XL t-shirts with a double XL t-shirt on top of it with two headbands to match your Jordans. When are we getting back
there? No, I don't want to go back to the long tee. I like
I'm not going back there.
Yeah.
But I just want to see people walking around.
Have you ever worn
it.
One before?
What?
An XLT?
No. I never dabbled.
You never did that?
No, I never did.
Okay.
See, I've dressed pretty much the same way, except for I had fake diamond earrings for like 4 years.
Right.
I've dressed pretty much the same way since about junior year of high school.
Okay.
Like, jeans and sports t-shirts? I'll stick with that lane.
Okay.
It's been all right. I don't think I've ever gotten too many compliments for my fashion, but I don't think too many people have looked at me and been like, look at that bum. Look at that poser.
That's all that matters. I think I ain't put on a pair of jeans in 2022.
Not yet?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, we got got 31 days left.
Yeah, I don't think I put on a pair of jeans. I didn't put on slacks. I got to go to a couple weddings, but jeans? I think I put on jeans.
I count the days down to when I get to wear jeans.
Really?
Oh, God, I love jeans. I've just been living in my jeans since, like October 1st or something like that.
Yeah, your ass came in hot, man. It was hot, still hot. You got them down.
Well, it's too hot because then, you know, midway through the show, I got to pull them up, let my calves out so I don't get too sweaty in here. All right, let's get to a big deal, small deal, no deal with Brian.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhardt on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Every day at 12:45, Brian joins us. Hey, Brian.
Jeans, significantly overrated for me.
Yeah, everyone hates jeans on the show except for me.
Yeah, it's just denim on the skin. There's just so much better, like, clothing and material. You know, I'd rather be just goofy and wear khakis.
I've never seen you wear jeans ever in life. I've seen you wear I've seen you wear your, you know, we got some important people in here. Slacks.
He's got his meeting slacks.
I have a Jim Harbaugh-like closet when it comes to longer pants. Yeah. So, and they're all the, like, golf, like, really thin ones.
Yeah.
In case I need to wear them when they're, like, 65 degrees out and you're trying to swing it a little bit. But we'll see.
Yeah.
And just a heads up, as far as with that Reverb spot and the new Hard Rock Hotel, the best way to describe it to you guys, it's across the street from Gate 4 on MLK. So it's kind of on that other side of the stadium.
Okay, so it's on that side of Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah,
got it. Okay, cool.
And to that point, big deal, small deal, no deal, it was 7 years ago to the day that Kirby Smart was introduced as the head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's been going pretty well, but big deal, small deal, no deal, Randy.
It's going good.
I mean, this is a big deal. I go back to when I was leaving, I was doing a wait for it tailgate show. I was going home when I found out when the news came down because Mike Conte was doing the countdown, the pregame show, and I heard this just in. You know, Coach Mark Richt has been relieved of his duty at Georgia. And I remember I was actually pulling into the driveway, and it felt like I got kicked with some bricks. I was like, damn, it took the wind out of me. And then maybe 20 minutes later, I talked to Coach. And then I got on the phone, and I'm sitting there, and I was like, well, here's Kirby. They didn't fire him. Because I remember everybody was like, go Tom Herman. They didn't fire Mark Richt to go get no damn Tom Herman.
They
fired him to go get Kirby Smart.
They knew they were going to be able to get Kirby.
They knew they were going to get Kirby Smart. That's why they were not bringing anybody else in.
Nope.
Because they knew Kirby was not going to turn down that job.
I also think one of the great things Kirby's done beyond all of the amazing winning and recruiting and building and what it is right now, he gives so much credit to Mark Richt.
Yes.
Every chance he gets gives credit to Mark Richt and the foundation that he built, that he inherited. I mean, they went to the national championship game in year two because of the recruiting classes that Mark Richt had that he inherited.
And those guys decided to come back. Sony and those boys decided to come back.
Yeah, he's been very classy with all of that. But I don't know. As far as big deal goes, I can't think of a bigger deal in college football in the last decade, you know, outside of some realignment stuff maybe, the playoff going to 12 games in a couple years. Like, there's been no bigger coaching hire in college football than that. Change the landscape of things.
And it was great that Kirby had the patience to wait and not do what Muschamp did, because he was the guy in waiting at Texas. And then, I mean, granted, he took an excellent job and an excellent program. It just didn't work out for him at the time. But Kirby, you know, had several head coaching offers that we may or may not have known about in the course of those years. So for him to stay patient and go through it was pretty good. Big deal, small deal, no deal. We don't talk a lot of NBA outside of Hawks during football season, but did you guys see what Devin Booker did last night?
Dude.
51 points in three quarters against the Bulls. He was 20 of 25 from the floor.
Dude,
his fourth 50-point game already in his career. Big deal, small deal, no deal.
That's a big deal, dude. When he's hot, this young man, he can put him down with anybody.
Well, he's got a 70-point game.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then wasn't it against Boston? And
they
lost. They lost.
They lost the game.
Yeah,
they won last night with his 50-burger. It's a big deal. It's good. They need it.
He's so good, man.
But he's very good.
Who's playing better than Jason Tatum, though?
No one.
Well, Shea Gilders down there in Oklahoma City.
Luka,
balling.
Luka.
Oh, damn. Luka ran.
Luka had 42, 12, and 12 the other night against the Warriors. That was nasty.
And he tied Dirk for all-time 40-point games, too, already. He's got
already?
He's already tied with – he's 22 40-point games already.
Already?
Dirk is the sixth highest scorer in NBA history, just so everybody knows. It's wild.
Yeah, man. That game the other night between the Mavs and the Warriors was fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Klay had a great look at the end, just left it short. They called Steph for traveling. He traveled. But, I mean, no one ever gets – the NBA's been like a real emphasis on traveling the last couple weeks.
But he traveled.
Okay. Just stay consistent with it if you're going to call everybody on traveling.
His post-game comments, too, afterwards were like, I didn't think I traveled, but I didn't think it was enough to call it. I was like, it's either a travel or it's not, Steph. Like,
he didn't think it was an NBA travel.
Yeah. final thing as we're heading to a break here, big deal, small deal, no deal. Mexico, earliest exit from the World Cup since 1978 for them. I think it's 5 in a row that they got out of the group stage. El Tri not making it out of the
big
group
deal.
Stage.
Didn't you say that Tata's out?
Yeah.
Tata's out.
That's what happens.
That's what happens right there. Yeah, you think he want to come back to United?
I'd take him.
Okay.
I'd take him.
Someone better be making a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
See what he's up to.
A consultant?
Probably doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, I doubt it.
You know how these soccer coaches do. They bounce around.
Yeah.
Just don't let him land another MLS job.
And then good.
Start winning games against you.
Maybe one of those Saudi Arabian teams. Maybe you go coach Ronaldo
go
for
coach
Ronaldo. $150 million or something. Yeah, and go
yeah,
coach Pitty.
Yeah, his old guy, his old buddy Pitty, can go over there and coach him. Yeah, man, that sucks. And the thing about Mexico too is it was razor thin. Like they had 50 chances
Dude,
in the
right
second half of that
there.
Game. They should have scored three goals. Also, Argentina missed a chance on the doorstep that would have put Mexico through as well. So, yeah, man, everything had to go wrong at the end for them not to make it, and they didn't. I think Croatia did, though, so
there
good
we
news.
Go.
Good news for us and our eyeballs. We'll be right back with the most important audio in the world to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.